What up, peeps?
What up, y'all?
Look at us. We're sitting back, relaxing.
Still being able to talk to you, being like 4 miles away from the table.
Look at that.
Yeah, so we wanted.
I hope y'all can hear me though.
I'm sure that they can hear you just fine.
I just feel like the microphone is.
It's about the same distance. It's the same distance. It's like this far. Yeah. No, that's too early for the clap. But you don't do the clap anyways.
Oh, I don't. Whatever. Let's get it.
You ready?
Okay.
All right. Three.
Hold on. Sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Not a single. There we go.
All right.
Babe did them both.
There we go.
What up,
What
peeps?
Up, y'all?
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love,
I was struggling.
Love, life, and laughter with words. Okay? With words.
Where we don't stumble over our words.
Well, we do sometimes.
Most times. Yeah, but it happens sometimes. It happens.
Man.
What is going on? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Because we've been struggling with life, but...
Yeah, last week was a...
Life been life.
Yeah, life been life, and last week was a busy week. We got a lot of stuff accomplished last week, and a lot of appointments, a lot of moving around, so the podcast just kind of got shelved until this week. So it was supposed to happen last week, but...
Here we are.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. What else has been going on?
What else has been going on? Well, let's go ahead and cheers up.
Oh, yes.
So if y'all want to join us while you're watching, if you are, then go get yourselves a mimosa and...
or whatever your drink of water, choice is. Water, coffee, tea.
Yeah, water,
Whatever.
Whatever it is.
Beer. Whatever.
Exactly. And so cheers to you guys and cheers to us.
Ding. So this is new. These are supposed to be mimosas, but it's made with Black Girl Magic bubbly red blend.
It's fire.
With orange juice, and I put a little peach schnapps in it.
It's so good.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
So.
Oh, that Black Girl Magic red blend is amazing.
Yes, but the bubbly. Oh,
yeah, right.
Y'all, this is so good. Okay, you have to get this. You have to make it and tell me what you think about it.
So good.
It is so good. I was like, oh, man, who makes mimosas with red wine? But it's like bubbly red wine.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
And that peach schnapps just said it all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, you killed it. You killed it,
Shoddy. I got to get some more cans. They come in the cans. So all the rest of the Black Girl Magics come in bottles. But for some reason, the bubbly red.
Only comes in cans?
I've only seen it in cans at Target. So
interesting.
Yeah,
that's where I bought the Black Girl Magic blend, red blend for Valentine's Day night when I cooked dinner.
Oh yeah, just regular wine.
It was just a regular red blend, but it was amazing. And I'm not a red wine fan, but I loved it. It was
so good.
So good.
So shout out to Black Girl Magic.
I'm not surprised that their bubbly red blend is good. Oh, so
good. We've been missing out.
We have. Like this.
That is amazing.
So good.
Like literally, we are so not good. Even. And now, if Babe says it's good,
yeah,
you know
Come
it's
on,
good.
You know
because he
good.
Don't even be drinking
exactly.
like that. So, oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is definitely the go to for mimosas now.
Oh yeah, so good.
Anyway,
but yeah. So, how you been, love?
I have been. It has been.
It has been. It has been. I have been, and it has been.
Oh, it has been so much going on, and I feel like. The last time we had a podcast, how many podcasts have we even had this year? Just one? Has it only been one?
One or two, maybe.
I feel like every time we've come on, we've talked about how it's just been a lot going on. So if you follow us on Gay Babe TV, which if you didn't know, we vlog, we show our lives over on YouTube. Come watch.
3 times a week.
We finally, my mother finally...
Was ready to say something.
And if you've not watched the vlog yet, go watch the vlog. But my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in November of last year.
Yeah.
Right after she retired. Yeah. And it's been a lot over these past.
She started very quickly after
few months.
Treatment.
Yeah, like a month later, she started her chemo treatments. And they have been weekly for the past 11 weeks. So we've said it's been a lot.
Yeah. Because we're thankful that we've been in a position to where her and Gracie, because it's not just her. You know, it's Gracie as well. Gracie, right. You know, she takes care of Gracie. So therefore,
she is the primary
you know,
caregiver.
if we're helping her, then we're helping Gracie. So we're thankful that we've had the blessing to be able to have room for them. Mm-hmm. So they've stayed with us anywhere from 2 nights. It's usually standard 2 days, right? Yeah. And then, but sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 4.
It depends on,
just depends on how she's feeling. Exactly. So, so that's been every week except for 1 week. Where she went to Nana's.
Mm-hmm. And then the week when we went to Yellowstone.
Yeah, and the week we went to Yellowstone, she was in Nana's. Yeah. So outside of that, though, you know, she's been with us every week just so we can kind of be there for her and help and, you know, when she's just conked out. But, you know, it's just obviously.
So it's just been a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's more than anything, it was just an adjustment. Just getting used to having two more people in the house and. Like taking care of two more people, feeding two more people, just all of the things. Mm-hmm. So it's, but then on top of that, like dealing with the feelings that come along with that and managing the emotions and just, you know, just all of the things. So it felt like a weight lifted when she felt comfortable to say something, because I feel like, you know, we show our lives and we've been doing really good. And, you know, typically we only film on the weekends anyway. So she's not here, but we would usually film on like Taco Tuesday or something like that. So, you know, we've had to not show her and Gracie until she was ready. Cause I'm like, people will probably be like, well, why is she here at this time? Or, cause you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all peeps, y'all notice everything.
Exactly. Y'all notice everything.
Y'all know us. Y'all know our patterns. You know what I'm saying? So it has been.
Yeah.
One of those things where you kind of have to like put this game face on. And we've done it before because we went through all of IVF and didn't tell you guys about it until we got pregnant. But it's different. It was different this time to not be able to just come on my stories and say I was having a bad day or, you know.
And not be able to go into it more.
Yeah. Or even that, like not feel like I had to explain why I hadn't really been showing up. Like I've typically showed up on social, and maybe some people have not even noticed because we did have a lot going on in January. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying, but like I have not been really feeling it, but I've been just pushing it and doing it anyway and putting on this game face.
Yeah,
so it did just kind of feel like a weight lifted now that everybody knows.
Yeah
I mean, it's just it's one of those things you can't prepare for. You have no, like, you just have to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and then, too, on top of it, like, you know, her just staying with us isn't even, like, you know, that's part of the, obviously, adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're taking care of two more people and all that stuff she said. But then also, Gabrielle has been going with her to her, you know, chemo treatments, you know, every week.
Yeah.
Outside of about 4 weeks, maybe, where I did one time, and I think
she
BJ
did a couple times. She had a friend do it one time. Like, yeah.
But mostly Gabrielle's been 7 or 8 times. So, you know, like that's a full day of just, you know,
sitting at the center
while she's getting treatment, you know, watching her get chemo treatment, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like even if she's not in pain or doing it, you know, like it's
just emotionally
something you don't want to sit there and watch your mother go through.
Yeah, it's emotionally a lot. Yeah
You know, you don't think about it in the moment sometimes because you're just, you know, getting work done or she's conked out, you know.
Yeah
But like it's still it's, you know, any of you that went through it, you know, obviously know that it's just still, you don't want to see someone you love go through,
you don't,
something like that.
Yeah. So Not to make the podcast all like somber and anything, you know, but God is good. Like the chemo treatments are working.
They are.
And, you know, she's got, you know, we're halfway through the time of chemo left. And then we've got, you know, the whole rest of the journey. It's going to be a long journey. So we are geared up for the long journey. She did even mention like maybe coming on the podcast and just talking about it. Like, you know, I don't know if people had questions or I don't know, just whatever she felt comfortable. Like we wanted to make sure that she said it when she was ready.
I
was like,
don't
feel obligated to say anything, like, because I'll take it to the grave if you want me to. Like, y'all don't have to know everything, you know. And I just wanted her to make the decision for herself, and you know, she was finally ready to talk about it. Yeah, and
absolutely
all of that stuff, because all the peeps, like, all the compliments she got on her hair, her haircut. Most people were like, oh, the haircut is beautiful. And it's funny, I was surprised because I thought a lot more people would associate
the hair,
her hair, with cancer. And most people were just like, oh my God, it looks so good.
Well, there's
on you.
A few people that said that they wanted to ask but didn't feel comfortable asking.
Yeah,
it was like,
and
you know,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, we appreciate that. Yeah, there's just the respect for, regardless of what you thought,
right,
you just chose not to
say that,
to say that, right?
Yeah.
You know, because again, it's not our information. It wasn't our information to give. It was hers.
Absolutely.
And so she was like, well, should I say something? We were like, it's totally
like,
up to you.
I don't want to sway you either.
Wherever
way.
God is telling you to do, we will 100% support
you. Right.
But we will not make that decision for you. Just like she'd be asking, can I eat this fruit, this raw fruit? Look, I am not your doctor. I am not telling you what you can and can't not. Do not pull me into this, mama. I am not doing it. Yeah.
Just because, like, risk of bacteria. They told her she couldn't have, like, salads and stuff like that because risk of bacteria.
But,
blah, 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 blah.
But, you know,
anyway.
But she literally has 4 appointments a week.
Yeah.
So
basically.
So, I take her to some. Gabriel takes her to some. So it's just, you know, it's just this trying to support her, do the best we can to support her, and then also get all the things that we want to get done.
Yeah, I think that's been the hardest.
And that's been,
like,
the hardest part for
that's
us.
That's been the hardest part of, like, adjusting is, you know, I mean, because we're used to a pretty, we don't have, like, a set routine or set schedule.
We got a loose routine of what happens every
day.
Right, you know?
And it's just, like, things have just kind of not been getting done, you know, or getting done at the very last minute, or, you know, just not even, like, literally like, we started dancing on Fridays on Instagram, and it kind of happened on a whim, but then I got the idea to continue it because I was like, this is one piece of content that I know will be fun that I can put up every week, because, like, I literally have not been motivated to create content or to show up and, you know, like, take pictures, or it just, and it's not even like a woe is me, my mom is going through this, but I think just processing the feelings, like, I never been through this before.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like this weird feeling. I was talking to my therapist about it. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm making excuses or like I'm using this as an excuse to be unmotivated or blah. But, like, this is literally how I feel. And I've never been in this place before because I can always work. And that's one thing I will always push through and do is work. But it has been so much harder to do it through this. That's been tough to navigate. I mean, I feel like I've still been doing a great job because y'all will probably be like, I couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm really good at.
She's always been really good at putting
turning it off and putting on a mask.
And, you know, and then when you know, and then, like, this, we had to put a mask on because, again, it wasn't our information to get.
Absolutely.
It wasn't our choice. So,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with that. There's some other things that, you know, I want to talk about my side a little bit too, about my lack of motivation, but I want to go into our first sponsor real quick after we do the intro.
Oh yeah, we ain't even cute.
I know. Y'all ready for this? Let's get a little dance going. Y'all ready?
Lighten it up.
Yes.
Going to get into this first sponsor.
Yeah, we get this first sponsor, which is actually a new one. Would you like me to do this one? I mean, I feel like it's so the first sponsor is Bonafide.
Okay.
It is about
Bonafide.
It's about women's health.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I feel like,
probably,
you know,
makes more sense.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like as a man, I care about women's health.
All right, ladies. So let's talk about it. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of you listening who, you know, are in the range of peri and postmenopausal. You deal with those symptoms. And if you've ever been looking for a safe and effective non-drug solution, then this is where Bonafide comes in. And they create proprietary natural medical products that have earned the uncompensated recommendation of over 8,300 doctors,
a lot of doctors
to their patients on an ongoing basis. So, you know, Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations in the body. And, you know, every woman deserves to have relief. And sometimes you don't want, you know, something from the store or from your normal doctor or anything like that.
Sometimes you want to try something that's a little bit, it's a different alternative.
Yeah. So they have natural, powerful remedies that can safely treat natural symptoms that occur throughout your life, from PMS to menopause and everything else along the way. So, you know, there's solutions that provide hormone-free relief from vaginal dryness, or solutions that have hormone-free support for sexually active women who want to enhance their response to sexual stimulation, hormone-free relief to women experiencing menopausal hot flashes and night sweats, hormone-free relief of vaginal itching and discharge associated with hormonal fluctuations. So there are solutions for, you know, a lot of different things across the board here, and they are clinically validated. Their safety is their top priority, and all their products are made with safe yet powerful ingredients, completely free of hormones and without alarming side effects. That's nice. You know, it's women first. So Bonafide is putting the days of period euphemisms and menopausal myths behind us, because, you know, women struggle with these real issues, and, you know, we deserve to be spoken to in a real straightforward way that acknowledges and empathizes with the experience.
Absolutely.
So Bonafide is here to do that. And if you guys want more information, you can check out hellobonafide.com. And for our listeners, you guys should give it a try. No hormones, no prescription required, and you get real relief without compromise. And you get 20% off of your first purchase when you subscribe to any product. Go to hellobonafide.com/LMO. So that's hellobonafide.com/LMO and code LMO for 20% off at checkout. And then for best prices and free shipping, you can go directly to hellobonafide.com/LMO website. This is the best offer anywhere, so check it out and use our promo code if you are in need of any of those solutions.
Absolutely.
Try them out. I have not tried any of them out yet, but reading through this, I'm like, there are a couple I might want to explore. So, yeah, check them out and let us know what you think.
Yeah, I think non-drug options are always
useful,
yeah, and also something you should definitely want to look at, right?
Absolutely.
But yeah, so like Gabriel was, you know, she was talking about kind of her, you know, the lack of motivation, mm-hmm, and just like that. It was so interesting because her therapist also gave insight into why I might be feeling this lack of motivation, because Gabriel was, you know, loves me so much that she goes to her therapist appointment and talks about me sometimes. And not like in a he's getting on my nerves type of way.
You don't know what type of way I'm talking to her.
But was you though?
No, I was basically just saying how we've both been in a funk.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know the bulk of it is because of what my mother is going through. But also, like, there's, you know, like we have individual stuff going on too. So she had brought up the point that,
About Iron Man. Mm-hmm. About how, you know, I trained all of last year for November, you know, 6th to be the day that I became an Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And then without going into all of that, you know, it didn't happen. You know, unfortunately, I didn't, you know, didn't meet the swim cutoff.
Yeah.
We had to take a quick pause so she could grab a graham cracker. That's fine, because she had to do something. But yeah, no, but basically, because that didn't happen, mm-hmm, you know, then it, you know, I then, you know, I still have the goal of being an Iron Man, right? So now I have a new race. But I was in my mind and in my heart, my everything, I was done. You know, like November 6th, I was, mm-hmm, it was it. I was going to become Iron Man. And then that long training period and this long 30 year plus, you know, dream was done. I got, mm-hmm, it, you know, and it didn't happen. So she was saying, well, you know, he could be mourning that still.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, because it has been really, it's been a very big struggle for me to get back into training. Mm-hmm. And I've even had to push back the Ironman that I was going to do on June 12th. So I haven't said anything, but June 12th, I was supposed to do, you know, Ironman, on my 40th birthday, but part of it, I was, you know, not motivated. I just couldn't find the motivation to get to the pool. Yeah. You know, I was still running kind of, but I wasn't getting on the bike. I wasn't getting to the pool. And I kind of started back up into training, but then I got sick too.
Yeah.
And I couldn't run even. So, you know, that obviously put me back, but then just the motivation still wasn't there. You know, I went to Austin, ran a half marathon.
Yeah.
Didn't do horrible, but didn't do amazing. But so I pushed it back October 15th mm-hmm. in Waco, Texas. And I'm very excited about it. That gives me, you know, 8 months, a little less than 8 months. But it's still been very hard to get back this motivation
into the swing of
to get back into full on Ironman training. So, you know, I'm going to get there. I talked to my coach today. We had like a little conversation, you know, So, kind of tell him how I need my schedule to be worked out as far as when my swim days were and, you know, stuff like that. So, so we're going to make it happen. But I thought that was a good point that she brought, you know, because I thought I was going to be done with it, right? You know, like I was going to be done with doing a full Ironman if I wanted to be.
Yeah. You know? So when she brought that up, I was like, oh, that makes sense, you know, because she's like, I'm sure he hasn't taken time to really grieve that because that was a big event, you know, a big thing that happened. And then it was just kind of on to the next thing. Like, you know, the holidays came. And,
yeah.
You know, the diagnosis and, you know, all of the things. So.
Yeah. All while I never got to actually achieve that and check it off.
Right. Yeah. Right? So you didn't take the time to really process those feelings of not doing that.
Yeah, of not getting it done. So,
we've both just been in a weird space.
Yeah, been a weird space.
For the past few months.
It's you know, so yeah, weird. Exactly. It's been so weird because it's been like these individual things. Mm-hmm. But obviously, we tackle as much as we can together.
Yeah.
But you can't cure individual things for each other.
Right.
Right. Those the emotional things that you have to deal
you
with them.
You have to deal with that.
On Absolutely. Your own. So. But yeah, so I mean, we're getting there. I think that we had a really good week last week. Mm-hmm. So I think we're ourselves.
We're like turning the corner. Yeah. Like it's getting brighter. It's coming, you know, back together.
It's getting there. We're getting there. Yeah. So, you know, it's just what I'm saying. I think it happens sometimes, you know, but we're working together, encouraged that we know where we want to be. We know what we want to achieve. And so we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle at times.
It's
but
definitely been a struggle. Let's see what else has been going on. Honestly, like that's really it.
I picked up a new hobby.
Babe has picked up a new hobby. It's not a bad one though.
Yeah, so the new hobby is something that I'm very excited about. Is actually learning to. Navigate and do stuff in the stock market. So, some day trading, a little bit of swing trading, but like you know eventually you know diving into some more complex you know types of trading. But I'm taking my time. So, we have this one course that Gabriel bought. We had like did like a little 5-day seminar type thing workshop. Then, but I want to do another course as well. Because I really want to learn this but what I've really loved about it is like the analytical thinking and like it's really brought that challenge that I was kind of like looking for, like to kind of like really challenge like this, I don't know, this side of me that was like yearning
really
for that, yearning for that like analytical thinking and trying to problem solve and trying to, you know, and it's been fun. I mean, you know, and it's been enjoyable and I've been doing well, making small little profits. I mean, we're not doing much of right now because it's just really just trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And she sees me continuing to, like, watch videos. And
yeah, I can tell he's really, like, into it. So, I'm as good as long as you're into it.
Yeah, and the opportunities, I mean, are there. Mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, that's the thing. It's one of those things where it could turn into something very lucrative.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the hopes. But at the same time, right now, I'm just taking it as, like, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and so I'm still getting my other stuff done, you know, but that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, to have something else to kind of focus on.
Yeah.
Siege got selected to be on the All-Star team for basketball.
He did.
So that's exciting. The All-Star game is like next month and his coach Said he was going. He was selected
after his game yesterday. Yeah. He asked me if we were going to be in, you know, in town, and Gabriel and I will not be in town, but Chad will be and Reagan will be.
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, because I picked him for the All-Star team.
Yeah.
So pretty exciting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially since Siege had told us 2 weeks ago he came home one day randomly and was like, I don't want to play basketball no more. Like, excuse me,
just being
what do you mean you don't want to play basketball no more? And he couldn't give us an actual answer. Like,
no.
Why, bruh? Like, why don't you want to play? And he talked about how he didn't want to do the practices. Or excuse me, he didn't like running around back and forth or something.
I think there I think it was just being lazy. And then also, too, part of it was, like, I think the pressure of the game was a little bit, you know, pressure. I mean, and it is pressure, right? You don't want to go out there and embarrass yourself, you know. But then Mama told him something really, really good. And I had said, I tell him the same thing every time he goes to a game or practice. I'm like, buddy, go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
And hustle. But most importantly, have fun, because you'll do good when you're having fun.
Right, right.
And so Mama basically reiterated that to him.
Me.
So, you know.
I feel like when you say mama, it sounds like you're talking about mama. Okay.
Well, his mama.
Right.
Yeah. Mama Gabrielle.
I was telling him that he it's all about perspective. I said, you have to go out there and make it fun.
Switch your mindset.
You know, if you're going into it dreading it, feeling like you're not going to have a good time, and it's, oh, I got to run back and forth. Like, of course you're not going to enjoy that. But if you switch your mindset and be like, you know what, I'm going to make this fun for me, then, you know what I'm saying? It'll make a huge difference. So after that game, he was like, I actually
And he went and had his two best games.
He did his two best games after we had that conversation with him. So because, I think he just needed a pep talk. Like, for one, we're not letting you quit because you made a commitment. You can't quit in the middle of the season. You have to finish out the season.
Because I like his coach. His coach is a nice person. He definitely, you know, keeps him moving, keeps him trying to learn, but he's not a mean guy. He's very respectful to him. He encourages them. So, like, I'm like, look, you have no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You have good teammates, you have a good coach. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you're gonna finish this off.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it after that, you wanna try something else, cool. But you're not gonna quit on your team because you made a commitment.
Yeah, you can't do that. And we're not gonna let you do that.
You know, and then I even said, because the Jazz are counting on you. And I was thinking about the Jazz game. He's like, but I play for the Nuggets. I'm like, whatever.
That's so funny.
Because I was thinking about the Jazz game that I had just watched. So I thought that was pretty funny. He's a quick-witted one like me. So, and Mama.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, so.
Let's see. What else? Reagan has started ballet.
Swim lessons.
Oh, and swim lessons. So, yeah, she started ballet. She had been asking to take ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this last year. We took her to dance class, but it wasn't ballet. It was like Broadway Babies was the name of it. And she was kind of hit and miss. She wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
So this time, she's actually been pretty into
ballet.
She's
loving it. She's just running around. Mm-hmm. And like just, I love watching her because she just, she's trying to figure out the little moves. She's just the cutest ever.
She's like excited to come home and like tell me what she did. And but then we also started her in like infant swim rescue swim lessons. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard of ISR. And it's basically designed to teach children how to save themselves if they were to accidentally like fall into water. So basically teaching them how to turn over, how to get up to the top and float, breathing, like that type of stuff. And it's intense. It's intense to like those first few days were really intense to like watch.
To watch.
Because,
you know, she's screaming, she's crying.
Yeah, it was intense.
She's scared.
Yeah. But these last couple days, she's been.
Man,
floating. Babe has taken her, so I haven't seen it, but she's been killing it.
Yeah, she's like floating. She's like. Before I got there, the third day is when I took her for the first time, and she had barely floated on her back by herself. He had to hold like a few different limbs. You know, that's what he said. He said, I was holding two arms and a leg. But then Wednesday, he was holding her with one finger. And she even floated for like a couple seconds by herself.
Thursday.
That was Wednesday. And then Thursday, she did it again.
Yeah, right.
Even better. And then Friday, She did not 80 to 90% floating on her own, but he also was flipping her. So he would float, have her float on the back, and then he would flip her all the way over and let her reestablish herself into a float. And she was doing that on her own. So he's like, this was a great week for her, you know, like, so that was really cool to see. And she's getting proud of herself, you know.
Yeah, she is. And it's only like 5 weeks. It's 5 weeks, Monday through Friday, like 10-minute sessions.
Yeah.
That's it. So do, it goes by super duper quick. It's like no fluff. Let's learn.
And he's he's very nice. He's very like he's nice, but he's firm. So because, you know, you have to be firm. Like, you know, like, no, put your head down.
This
put
is
your
life and death.
It's life or death. So he's like, you know, put your head down. Put your head down. If they don't, then he flips her over and like lets her flail for a few seconds until she flips herself back over. I mean, I saw her, I saw an infant, a 7-month-old. He like let the 7-month-old fall into the water. Like he felt like basically like they fell off the side of the pool and fell almost to the bottom of the pool, swam back up and turned over on a 7-month-old on her on and floated on her back and then, you know, spit the water out and started crying a little bit. Obviously, it's a 7-month-old, but sat there and float. He wasn't touching her. And that was in the 4th week. So what I'm saying is it works.
Yeah.
And Reagan's already comfortable in the water.
Right, because she's had lessons before.
Exactly. So this is, I think, by week 4 for her, I'm really, really excited for to be where she, you know, see where she's at. And, you know, and we're always with her. We never, ever let, you know, either one of our kids really go out of our sight.
No.
But at the same time, you know, it's just. It's just
good info for her to have.
Absolutely. It just make her more confident in the water, you know.
Absolutely.
That's, I mean, that and that's just important. So, but yeah, so that's the two things with her. And then. Chad has talked about wanting to jump into karate or taekwondo. We're gonna kind of look at both for him and see which one he likes, and then maybe get him signed up for that. One of the kids on his basketball team is in karate.
Oh, really?
So he was talking to him about it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So I'm just glad that they're showing interest in, you know, certain things. I feel like that is part of our job, is to just cultivate that, whatever they're interested in, put them in it, see how they do, and just, you know, encourage them to explore what they like. Like, I'm not about to just throw you in any and everything, but if you express an interest,
absolutely,
then why not? Let's try it.
I mean, heck, here I am 39 years old and I still do that.
Yeah.
Gabrielle still does that. You know, like, I don't think it's,
we shouldn't stop.
You shouldn't ever stop trying. You see something you're interested in, you know, like something you want to learn how to do. No matter how old you are, do it. If you, I don't care if you're 75 and you want to learn how to play a guitar.
Absolutely.
Grab a guitar. Go take a lesson. Nobody should ever be able to tell you you can't learn something new. So for them, especially at the age of 9 and 4, we're going to keep throwing you in stuff and see what you like.
Yeah.
Like, and if you like a bunch, then you have to make a decision, right? But, you know, I mean, I think that that's something that I didn't get as a kid. I think you got a bit more of
a little bit of it, but yeah,
you know, but I didn't get any of that. My parents was like, nope, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. And my brother paid for a bunch of stuff that I did, when it comes to like karate, martial arts and stuff like that. My brother paid for it. So it's like one of those things where we're excited and feel blessed to be able to do that for them.
Absolutely.
But we're going to jump into our second sponsor, and Gabrielle will also read this one because she's been using it. I tried to do the first one because I care about women's health.
Whatever, dude, you literally just. Give me this. Okay, well, this one, though, we have talked about this multiple times on the podcast. We will keep talking about them, and it's Noom Mood. I've been telling you I've been on my, like, journey with it, and I really love it because it has been really helpful in mental health, my mental health, in dealing with things and managing anxiety. Especially, it's so funny because I started using this, I think, in the midst of dealing with the stuff with my mom.
I think so.
So it was kind of like perfect timing. It was great to help, because like every day you have, you know, just like a little bit of short reading, a couple of exercises, but it is designed to help you learn how to manage your daily stress and anxious thoughts, because we all deal with it. And the more we know how to manage it, the less it will affect us in our day to day. So, you know, it's been great. Like, you'll take a journey to mental wellness one step at a time. And it's a guided approach. So you don't have to feel overwhelmed. Like every day I mentioned, there's a little, you know, a little bit of reading, like a daily activity. and, you know, a couple of articles so you can learn about some things, some statistics and stuff like that. And it's just been great for me. Like, I can open it, you know, during the day, and I can break it up if I don't have, you know, 15 minutes to do it all at the same time, you know, and I don't have to worry about it, like, getting behind, because it's like 12 right now. It's walking me through like 12 weeks of different tools that you can use to manage the anxiety and the stress. So every week there's a different tool, and then at the end of the week you decide whether you want to add it to your toolbox or whether you want to go on to the next thing. So at the end you have this plethora of ideas and ways to manage, and if I miss a day, the information just rolls over to the next day. So I don't have to worry about like, oh, I've missed, you know, this many lessons, because it just, it goes with you. Like, it doesn't go if you're not going. So it's actually really cool. These lessons are backed by science based on psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. It holds your hand. It's convenient. You can do it whenever, whatever. It's been great. Like, this week is all about like gratitude and the different types of gratitude, and like naming the things that you're grateful for, and, you know, just explaining like you can be grateful for things and life can still be happening. Like, you know, gratefulness doesn't take away from maybe the bad things that are happening or the stresses, but being grateful is so much more powerful when you actually verbalize or write down the things that you're grateful for. Your mind changes, like your mindset shifts. And it's like you're a lot more positive when you take the time to do this daily. Think about the things
that makes sense
that you're grateful for versus
everything that's going bad.
Yeah, everything that's going bad. And it also talks about like the different types of gratefulness that there is. I was trying to like find it, because, you know, when we think about being grateful, we think about, oh, you know, we may think about like just one area of being grateful, but there are actually like five flavors of gratitude. And I wanted to share this because I just thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
There's I haven't heard these tangibles.
Okay.
So this is all about anything physical that you appreciate. Then there's the experiences. We all know what experiences are. Anything that's happened that you've experienced that you're grateful for.
Okay.
Then there are circumstances. So things like your job, your family, your health, stuff like that.
Okay.
People, the people that support us, people who love us, challenge us, whatever. And then the fifth one is you. So what are you grateful for yourself, your personality or your physical traits or, you know, your kindness or whatever. So it encourages you, because every day this week I've had like a 15 minute like daily activity to like jot down what I'm grateful for. And it says you can either do all five or, you know, pick a few and just, you know, pick something from different areas of gratefulness.
Okay.
So if y'all can't tell, like, I am really enjoying my journey with new.
She hadn't even done the read yet. She just is telling you about the app because she loves it so much.
I really do.
No, but that's, yeah.
So, you know, definitely check it out. Like, I'm not making this up. I am enjoying it. I have actually learned a lot, and it has been helpful with me and my anxiety and my stress and managing it. So worry less and feel happier. And you guys can sign up for your trial at Noom.com/LMO. All of our listeners, you'll get a trial. All you have to do is go to Noom.com. That's Noom.com/LMO.
Perfect. Yeah.
So check it out.
I want to check it out.
What you think? I keep telling babe he needs to be.
Every time she talks about it. I'm like, I need to check it out, and I forget because.
Yeah.
That would think. I think that would be a great thing to do in the morning with my devotion and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I want to start trying to journal more.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great way to kind of add that to the journal if I have to write some stuff down.
Hey,
right.
You better get that trial, Shawty.
Yeah, I'm about to get that trial. LMO. Jinx.
Whatever.
You can't speak because I haven't said your name.
You cannot jinx a sister.
Gabriel.
You think 10 years in the game, you know this already.
I think 10 years in the game, you realize that you've been cheating this whole time.
Whatever.
Man. But,
I mean, we just wanted to give y'all an update a little bit.
Update on life and kind of where we've been at and why.
And why I feel like the podcast has been all over the place. Like, we just.
Yeah.
It's been a struggle.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, you know, we just, we we wanted to do this setup so we could kind of relax a bit more, and I've enjoyed this kind of just relaxing.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. We have a smaller table.
We need a little, maybe a tiny bit bigger table.
We probably need a bigger table, or you need your own table, and I have mine. Babe got like four drinks on this table, and it's only this big.
Because I'm parched, okay? I'm thirsty, Jai. But there's some things that we want to do this year with the podcast, you know, maybe have some guests this year.
Mm-hmm. We keep talking about this, but for real.
Maybe even have some live where we can actually maybe even interact have some with you of guys.
Yeah.
You know, come live and we can, you know, actually have a conversation, answer a question live. So we've talked about these things. We just have to get through this period.
We haven't had time to implement on any of it yet. So
we plan on that. We plan on doing some cool stuff. So bear with us. We love you. We appreciate y'all just rocking with us and being patient with these episodes and then showing them love when they drop.
That's what matters, that you guys are here. When we show up, y'all are here, and we appreciate y'all rocking with us. If you have any Ask Gabe and Babes, go ahead and send them in. I didn't even check to see if we had any this week. I'm sure we do, but if you got any situations, dilemmas, anything you would like our unprofessional opinion on or a suggestion or whatever, send it in. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcasts@gmail.com, and you can put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line, so we know that you want us quick to, you know, talk about it on air. So,
and let us know if you want to be anonymous or not, because if you don't say that, then we might say your name. So we want to respect
the government out there.
We want to respect your privacy if you want privacy.
Exactly.
Your privacy. Couple things. I definitely want to send out prayers to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Just what's happening there right now. We just pray that it can end soon, and that, you know, that no more lives will be lost. And the peace can actually happen in that region, because it hasn't been for a long time. So we just pray for the people of Ukraine or anyone that's affected by what's happening there. And then also, I wanted to send a thank you to everyone that sent in book testimonials.
Thank you guys. Yes,
your book testimonials were literally
much. I was reading
magical
and literally like in tears.
And we sent them over to our agent, and she said she said the same thing. She said these are perfect.
They were beautiful.
Because we just love y'all. Because you know, we just really wanted, that's what we want to give when we actually have a book. Mm-hmm. We want to give this piece of us that have, you know, that we feel like, you know, that I don't know, it's hard to say, but
it's like summing up this whole like 10-year journey that we've been on in life, in work, in this relationship.
And we want it to
like
mean something for other people, you know, and to help other people.
Exactly. So to be able to, like, I don't want to say quantify it, but get tangible testimonials, messages, whatever. Like, it is priceless to hear from you guys.
And it means a ton.
How much we've impacted you, because, you know, sometimes when you do something consistently we've been at this for almost 10 years, like, you don't think about what is on the other side of what we put out there, you know. It's easy to sometimes just be like go through the motions. It becomes routine. We do this, we do that, but to know that there's actual impact happening on 100%. The other side, it means the world to us. Like, this is what it's all about. I feel like God put us in this position for that reason.
Absolutely.
So to hear you guys say that, it's like, okay, we really are doing something right here. We are in part of the space where God wants us to be, at least for now.
Because like, it's meaning, it's like, you know, we obviously want to entertain you, like to bring you entertainment.
I mean, of course.
But to know that it's more than entertainment to some of you, that you watch it and you're encouraged or it got you through a bad day, which, you know, to me is more than just entertainment, you know,
like, absolutely.
You know, if something, you can watch something and get you through a bad day, you're like, then that's powerful. And that means a ton to us. So we just want to thank you for, and all of you that didn't send a testimony, you didn't have to, it was your question.
Your
comments mean just as much,
but
you know, I wanted to make sure I thanked you, because I haven't been able to go through and respond to all the emails, but we did see them. And I just want you to, you know, to know that we appreciate it.
We love y'all.
Love y'all, but we want you to keep up with us, you know, obviously what Gabrielle said, but then also on social, you know, so Let's Make Out Podcast on Gmail, on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, and then Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, and rate and review this wherever you're listening. We would appreciate it as well. And yeah, I think that's it.
That's it. So we'll see you next time, guys.
That's right.
Bye.
Deuces.
We got it done.
Good job, Sean. Woohoo! All right. Love y'all.